Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the show. This is Minister Sanders. I've been listening at some of the news, watching some, reading about it. About the the two New York policemen that was killed in their car, as they sit in their car. People call it different things. You know, say, well, they was assassinated, or they were this or that, whatever. It doesn't make too much difference if you're dead. And I don't mean to be callous about this. But, you know, certain people try to make certain things out of stuff. You know, if you say it a certain way, it means something else. If you say it another way, it means something else. But still, the officers or what have you, the victims, are still dead. Now, the police union, or whoever the police was that was attending the funeral of each one of these men, they were showing where they turned their backs on the mayor there because they didn't like something that he said about the death of two or three black men that was killed. And so they, in their minds, they says that, well, he supporting, listen to this now, he is supporting these people. He's not supporting us. Now, Why should it be somebody supporting anything but the right thing? Now, everybody wants to, everything and everybody wants to, get one, or somebody on this side, you know, the police on this side and the civilians on that side. And, who are the police? They are there to protect and serve. They're there to protect and serve. They're not judge and jury. Now, of course, they've got to protect themselves. If they are trying to apprehend a criminal or a suspect or what have you, of course they've got a right to defend themselves. But they also have a right to use just whatever force is necessary to apprehend a person. You don't try, just because you have an opportunity to shoot and kill somebody or choke somebody to death, just because you have the opportunity and you may be able to get away with it, you don't just do that. Now, am I saying that's what happened? Things look kind of suspicious, I put it that way. And, I didn't just come on the scene yesterday. I've seen a lot of water flow under the bridges, so I know what happens. I've seen case after case after case policemen and so forth, law enforcement, use excessive force, if you want to call it that. Just downright, in some cases, just downright kill somebody, or murder somebody. You can't get an indictment. 9 times out of 10, you can't get an indictment. They're immune to, in most cases, you know, they don't say it, but they're just about immune to prosecution. If they're indicted, in a lot of cases, you know, they want to accuse the DA or somebody of not supporting them, unless it's something just, I mean, so blatant that, I mean, they just know they can't get away with it, and they'll just, you know, they'll either they'll just resign or what have you. And then these police associations or law enforcement, what have you, have they gotten out of control? And I might be saying this, you know, 100 years too late. In a lot of cases, they've always been out of control. But it seems that they think that they are special people. Special. They don't want to respect. Not all. I'm going to say that. Not all. But it really doesn't matter, because if you got 10% of law enforcement who are, you know, they're just rogue cops out there, rogue whatever, and the other 90%, so supposed to be the good guys, and they don't say anything, you know, they just kind of look the other way. Hey, they're no different from the rest of them. If I'm out there and two cops stop me on the road, and one cop decide to brutalize me, beat the hell out of me, or whatever he wants to do, and which is, you know, going beyond his duty, and his buddy stands there, and, you know, just kind of look the other way, or smoke a cigarette, or drink a cup of coffee, or eat a donut, or whatever it is, he's just as bad as him, you know. As far as I'm concerned, he just, you know, he might as well just be, you know, the one cop is committing a crime, and the other guy's the lookout guy. So you can't say, well, gee, I was, you know, I didn't approve of that. One of the cops will say, well, I didn't approve of the way he did that. But did you try to stop him? Huh? Did you say, you know, hey, dude, maybe you need to chill out, you know. Now, if you don't, you're just as bad as he is. So, when people say, well, you know, we got a good force, in most cases we do have good policemen out there trying to do their jobs and the best that they know how, and they have a right to protect themselves. But I want to say this, that when a civilian dies at the hands of the police, under suspicious circumstances or what have you, if it's a policeman that dies at the hand of a civilian or another disgruntled cop or whatever, and the police and the law enforcement, they are, you know, they reverence their own, and they mourn their own. Civilians do the same thing. When civilians die unnecessarily, their folks, they cry too, just like policemen and policemen wives and children and whatever. The civilian people cry when they bury their people that have been basically murdered and so forth for nothing, and nothing is done about it. So, when you know, if you're gonna, you know, if you say you want justice, want things to be right. If I'm talking about the police department, police forces now, but that's not what they want. It doesn't seem like that's what they want. They want special. We are special. And you know, if everybody don't get in lockstep or whatever, we say, let me say something. They do get special treatment in a lot of ways. Let's just take one segment of how the police force and so forth operate. They basically they investigate themselves. They investigate themselves. Now, how would you like to be, if you was a civilian, or if you was a mayor, or you was a city council person, or you just was an ordinary citizen in a city or whatever, some jurisdiction, and you was accused of doing something, and you would say, well, I tell you what, I got some buddies down there, I got some friends that work with me down here at the factory. Why don't we just let them investigate me? And, you know, if they can find anything worthy to indict me on, take it to the grand jury, then let that happen. You would say that we were crazy, wouldn't you? But that's basically what happens at these police departments, law enforcement. It doesn't matter whether it's police department, highway patrol, sheriff department, or what have you. If people can investigate themselves, and we're supposed, and civilians are supposed to sit back and say, oh, gee, are they going to do the right thing? You know, they are law enforcement people. They're going to do the right thing, so let's sit back. Hey, you might have, I mean, you know, that might as well say that Adolf Hitler's little hoodlums back there in the day before he got to be chancellor. They go out and do a whole bunch of crimes, and then they would investigate themselves. I mean, that's make just about as much sense. But these people, they want these special privileges. I'm seeing, I'm talking because I'm not talking about what I heard somebody say. I'm not talking about what you know, that just sort of heard it through the grapevine. I'm talking about stuff that I know. I mean, many cases. I remember a case in a certain part of the country. I happened to have been there at that certain time, and there was a suspect, a black suspect. Now, first of all, was he guilty of whatever, burglarizing or whatever it was? He probably was. But this is what happened. I don't even think he had a gun, but they say, you know how the old thing is. I thought he had a gun. He raised his hand, you know, he's a black guy, so I thought it was something in his hand, but it was his hand. And he pointed it at us, and we fired back. You understand what I'm saying? And this particular case, this guy had, I think he had stole something out of her, or he was accused of stealing. I mean, I think he probably did, because he ran. And at some little store, and he jumped in his car. He sped off, and then he called the police. And this is what happened, you know. We stopped him, and we thought he had a, you know, and they shot him. Listen to this. 19 times. 19 times. Hey, target practice. Let me get a shot at this Negro. Maybe another cop there that had never shot anybody before. You know, maybe he wanted to see how it feel to, you know, shoot somebody. You know, he has some notches on his gun. They shot this guy 19 times. Now, nothing was done about it. You know, the excessive force. But let me go on and give you another little surprise. The guy didn't die. I mean, he looked like a sieve. He looked like a strainer with holes, but he didn't die. I mean, hey, if you don't call that excessive force, what is it? Huh? These are the type of things I've seen. I've seen cases where a guy's sitting out in front of a house or apartment or what have you, and he was waiting on somebody inside the apartment, and he fell asleep on the wheel. And so some cops happened to drive by, and they saw him sleeping. So, I mean, wasn't doing anything now. He was just sleeping. So they decided they're going to go there and see what was going on. So they come in and knocked on it. They claim, because it's only those two cops and him out there, they claim that when they knocked on his window and to question him, He pointed a gun at him, and they shot and killed him. Now, let's use a little common sense here. You got a guy sitting in a car behind the wheel, and he's dozed off to sleep, and somebody bang on his window or what have you. And they say they tried to arrest him or tried to question him, and he pointed a gun at them. Now, there's one thing, there's two things that's kind of strange about this. If you go to knock on somebody's car window to wake them up or see what was going on, and the person was asleep, and he pointed a gun at you. Now, you had to already have your gun out. If you're a cop, you had to have your gun out and pointed at him or ready to shoot him. Why? Because you are not fast enough. A guy that's got a gun in his hand already, and you don't have one. He's got a gun in his hand already. He's going to point it at you, and then you're going to, just like, wide up or somebody, you just that quick, you out with your gun and bang, bang, before he can shoot. You got to be the fastest gun in the West to do that. But you see, now the guy had a gun in the car. He was legal. He had a permit to carry. So, now what do you think happened? Now, it was nobody there but these two cops. And I'm not going to say what race they were, but nobody was there to witness against whatever but each other. So they come up with the same story, and you think anybody looked into that? Oh, sure. The police department, they investigated themselves, and naturally they didn't find anything amiss. Now, this guy was not doing anything. He was not suspected of doing anything. He did not even have a record. He didn't have an outstanding warrant. He wasn't wanted for robbery. He wasn't wanted for anything. He just happened to have been sitting in his car waiting for the guy, his friend, to come out of the apartment, and he fell asleep. And for some reason, these cops, I guess he was what you call a suspicious person. I guess they said, well, there's a black guy sleeping in, you know, at the wheel that parked in front of the, this. He looked like a suspicious person. We need to go here and find out why he's sitting here. Is it against the law to park in front of your buddy's house or your apartment or to wait on somebody or whatever, and you decide to and you fall asleep, you know, or your license plates and everything is in order and whatever? Is that a crime, huh? Is that a reason to stop somebody, to check somebody? I'm just giving you a few examples of stuff that I've seen. I've seen guys, guy got killed up in Jonesboro, Arkansas. The police arrested him for something. Don't call it stupid. And he was handcuffed. And he ended up being shot in the head, in the back of the head. Now, this is the story that these cops gave, and this is the official story, and the so-called investigation, this is what they came up with. This is what they say. We arrested him, and we searched him, and we had his hands handcuffed behind his back. But somehow, in some way, he got a gun from somewhere, we don't know where and how, with his hands handcuffed behind his back, and shot himself in the back of the head. Nothing's been done about that yet. That's been about 2 years ago. Now, this is the kind of stuff that these people can get away with. And then they expect people to respect them. They expect people to reverence them at this kind of behavior. And what do you think that this kid's mother and father, sisters and brothers, what do you think they did? But behind this kind of stuff, burying their son or brother or whatever, they cried about their loved ones. They mourn the death of their loved one just like cops do. But everything and everybody's polarized. You know, this little group over here, the cops over here, the civilians over here, and this and that. And then we talk about, well, we do this job, it's a dangerous job, and it's this and it's that. Yeah, that's right. I'm quite sure that you know that it's a dangerous job when you get this job. And if it gets too much for you, you can probably get you another job. Get you another job. That's what people do when stuff don't suit them, their job, or if they're in the wrong job. That's what they do. But you don't come out and say, well, gee, we ought to be able to do thus and so and what have you because we are out there protecting you. How are you protecting people out there when the people, is afraid to be approached by a cop, just like he is be afraid to be approached by a mug or a robber out there? So am I saying there's not some bad guys out there? Oh, there's plenty of bad guys out there, and you're going to meet some. But I'm saying you just because certain people of a certain race, you know, everybody is a suspect. He's a suspicious person. He was driving along the right side of the road or whatever. I tell people, I don't like these black and white shows, but it had to be done. Things have to be said. I tell a lot of these kids, younger folks, because they are under the illusion that everything is nice. Everything is nicey-nicey, you know. Integration is here and what have you. And I tell them, if you happen to be driving somewhere in some area that you don't know anything about or going through, and you have car trouble, do not get out of your car and go and knock on somebody's door, which probably in certain areas is probably a white person. Do not knock on that door. You will probably get killed. You don't have to do anything, but if some of these people just look through the peephole and see that it is a black person knocking on their door, you probably are automatically dead. And the explanation is, I was afraid for my life. I saw a black person knocking on my door, and I shot him. A couple of guys did that. A couple of people did that. Car broke down. It was somewhere near somebody's house, or whatever. They run up there, and bang, bang, they were shot. Was one killed? I think both were killed, but they were different times. If something happened like that, if your cell phone don't pick up AAA or wherever the hell you are, you sit there till the cop come by or somebody. As a matter of fact, you'll probably be better off just get out there and try to flag somebody down. That may be a robber or somebody may kill you, but you probably got a better chance than you have of knocking on some of these people's doors. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against people having guns and things to protect themselves. Hey, that's a good thing. But these people are so gun happy. A couple of days ago, I saw in the news, everybody probably saw it, a little 2-year-old kid killed his mother, shot his mother with a handgun that she had in her purse in a shopping cart. They was in it in the store. And people get killers. They get that false sense of security. I got this gun. And, if anybody say, boo, I'm going to shoot him. And they end up getting shot by this 2-year-old. Now, I'm not trying to make light of this. It's a tragedy. It was tragic. But this is some of the stuff that people do. You carrying a gun, you gotta be responsible. What does a kid know? What does a 2-year-old look? They grab whatever they see. I don't care if they can be 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years old. They are not mature enough to be around guns and handling guns. Another case where a guy shot his 12-year-old son to death in the middle of the night. The kid got up to go, he was ready the refrigerator or something, and was going back down the hall to go to his room. The man got up and started shooting, and thought it was a burglar in the house and was his kid. I don't know what this guy would ever get over that. Well, I see my time is about up. I'll promise say something more on the subject next time. See you next time. God bless.